We do this once a week, every week. And normally I'm the one that is answering this. That's why it's Dear John.
Absolutely.
And if you would like to submit your questions to me, you can email them to us at DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. Just a reminder that John is spelled J-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
So DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. But since we have Mike Stone with us, a man of immense wisdom, years and years of life experience, we want to tap into that.
Oh boy, I'm scared.
And so
you couldn't have done Dear Heather?
No, we get Heather's input on this as well. But we're going to pose these questions to you. And I mentioned our topics earlier, but to revisit them, topics are leaving early, bachelor party, vegans, and G-strings.
Hmm.
All right, which...
What do they have in common?
Yes.
I left the bachelor party early because they served vegan food before the strippers came out with their G-strings.
Oh, you put it all together.
Yeah.
You got it. Okay, segment over. Thank you for joining us. All right, first one, leaving early.
Mm-hmm.
My son has a scholarship and is committed to play football at a Power 4 school. He is a three-sport athlete in high school, with the others being basketball and baseball. His college football coach wants him to enroll early so he can participate in spring ball, but he's also on the basketball and baseball team, as I mentioned. If he graduates and leaves to enroll in college early in January, it will be in the middle of the basketball season. He'll leave his team, he'll cut his senior year short, and miss all of baseball season. What advice would you give him about graduating early or finishing his senior year?
Well, I think it would depend on, in my opinion, if his baseball and basketball team, if he was a vital cog and they needed him to, you know, get to the playoffs and possibly win a state championship. If they were just, if he just was hanging around his friends, I would, and his football career seems to need him to get there early, I would suggest, yeah, he could leave early if he wanted to. But if he is important for those other teams, he's got to stay in high school.
I think the other aspect of this is finishing his senior year. You got, you know, your high school prom, you got senior skip day. You got a lot of things that you do as a high school senior at the end of your senior year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a proponent of leaving early. I don't like it. I don't like missing out, not finish. And it's not about finishing what you started, all that stuff. And I agree with you. If he's an important cog, if he likes playing basketball, if he likes being a part of the baseball team, I would suggest finishing your senior year.
And chances are, if he's that good, he's going to excel in football anyway at the college. Maybe he won't play as much as freshman year, but other than that.
Right. And, I mean, a lot of college coaches do value multi-sport athletes.
Yes.
And if your coach is truly invested in you, not just himself and his program, he will accept the fact that you want to finish your senior year. Mm-hmm. It's going to be okay. And if not, it might not be a great fit for you.
Correct.
All right, the next one.
Yeah.
Bachelor party. Dear Stoney, my sister is getting married and I was at her fiance's bachelor party. We were all having a good time. As I was leaving the party, I saw him making out with another girl. Do I confront him about it? Do I let my sister know what happened? Or do I just write it off as his last night out and do my best to just forget about it?
Well, what type of female was the other girl?
Oh, was she hired?
Yeah, that's a question.
That is a question.
Because if he was making out with the hired help, I don't think it's a big deal. If it was some other person, like a friend of his or some previous relationship, then that's a bit of a problem.
What if it was just, say they were at a bar and it's just a random girl? He was just there. He was drunk, having a good time. It's his future brother-in-law.
Right. I wouldn't. I'd let it slide.
You'd let it slide.
Yeah, absolutely.
So your
people
sister
thought it was like a gay thing or something. No, if it was my sister. I mean,
Yeah, your sister, your future brother-in-law.
One time. If he, you know, if it's a one-time thing, yeah. I mean, we're all drunk
at a bar.
Yeah,
but how do you know
bar?
It's a one-time thing? If that's his, what he does at a party.
I hope she would maybe know about that before her wedding day.
It's a bachelor party. It's
not the kind of guy he is. Right. Somebody would have told her way before the wedding night.
Now, if it wasn't, if we were just out, you know, hanging out with friends and stuff like that, and it wasn't a bachelor party, that's different.
Heather, would you want to know?
I've been thinking about this since I read it. To be honest, I don't think I'd want to know.
Yeah.
You're not married yet, but you are committed to each other.
But we don't want to
know. I don't think I'd want to know.
But Colin doesn't want to know what happened at her bachelorette party.
Oh, because things got crazy.
We're getting to those topics later.
Yeah. if it was obviously while we were dating, right. I hope somebody would tell me those things before I got that far committed.
Correct.
If it was just this bachelor party day and it was just making out.
Okay.
I'd just say, please don't tell me and let me live.
If you found out after and your brother knew, or say it was your sister, they knew that this happened and you found out after, would you be mad at your brother?
Of course.
Yeah.
Just because that's what you do. You get mad at your siblings, right? Like, yeah, I would be. But I also just don't ever tell me. If it's this one-time thing.
Isn't it different if it's hired help, so to speak?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yes. If it was like a previous girlfriend that he had dated,
right.
It does change things because he had a relationship with this person. He knows them on a personal level. If I don't hope it's not hired help, but yeah, it does make a difference.
Yeah, hired help might be dirtier.
I know.
Well, I had hired help at mine.
Yeah?
They were called triplets with a toolbox.
Oh my gosh!
Were they really triplets?
No.
No. Okay. Yeah. Twins? Triplets?
I don't know, but...
Yep. Vegans. Oh, this one is... This Heather's this one as well.
Okay. Oh, I'm reading this one. Sorry. Yes. I thought you meant... Anyway, vegans. Dear Stoney, my parents haven't met my new boyfriend yet. They're hosting my birthday party in a few weeks. My parents are both avid hunters, and meat will definitely be on the menu with no other options for the main course. The catch is my boyfriend is vegan, and my family has openly made fun of vegans in the past. I really like this guy, and other than his diet, I think he'd fit in great with my family. Not sure how I should navigate this.
I think I'm not exactly pro-vegan either. However, in that situation, I think you should tell your parents, look, he doesn't eat meat. Have something else there so he can at least eat.
Uh-huh.
Have the option. And then if he obviously will choose the vegan dish, if you want to make fun of him or give him some crap, fine, you can do that. But at least give him a chance to eat.
Yeah, I think from the parents' perspective, I would want to know if this person is that important to my daughter.
Right.
Even though I have my own feelings about vegans or what you're eating, what you're not eating.
Right.
It's his choice.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And it's okay to have something that might not be meat. Now, I wouldn't necessarily make fun of him at that point, but down the road, if this gets a little bit further, you develop more of a relationship. Now, out come the jokes.
I mean, if your daughter's dating Cade Cunningham, he's vegan. I have no idea if Cade's married or not or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, he'd be acceptable for one of the daughters.
No, but what I'm going to say is you're not going to deprive him of food.
No.
And the thing is most vegans are used to being in scenarios like this. I'm sure that they will be prepared.
Yes.
And have something to eat. But
all right. Here we go. Last one. G-strings. Mm-hmm. I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend for over 4 years. When we started dating, she would wear very suggestive clothing. And when we go to the beach or the pool, she always wears a G-string. Well, that was awesome 4 years ago. Let's just say she hasn't been working out quite as much, but still wears the same clothes and G-string when we go to the beach. I love her, and I still think she's sexy, but I think she needs to move on from her beach attire. How do I address this with her?
The only way to address it with her is to say, honey, I think G-strings are for more of a younger crowd. Yes, maybe. Because you're not going to bring up the weight
thing. What if they started dating when she was 20 and she's 24? I mean, she's still young.
I don't, but that you can't bring up the weight. You can't tell her you don't look good in a G-string anymore. Because you're not going to go out with her anymore. She's going to dump you.
Exactly. Bye-bye.
Either that or you say, hey, listen, you want to do a G-string? Get a guitar and play the G-string. Okay.
Or you carry around a towel all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, would you like to wear this?
I can't imagine the crap I would get if Cindy would never wear a G-string.
It doesn't matter if it's a G-string or just a bikini.
Right. If everyone's like, listen, I don't think that looks good on you anymore.
No.
Because if she...
Girl, you rock what you want to wear.
Right, exactly. Because there are a lot of times you see women at pools and beaches that you're sitting there saying, I can't believe they're wearing this. But if they feel good about themselves wearing it, who the hell are you to judge and say
exactly.
something? You can make fun of them amongst yourselves if you'd like. But other than that...
Behind her back?
I'm talking about...
Your girlfriend behind her back? You say, your buddy's all, man, look
at her. No, I was talking about the other people see at the beach or the pool.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure my buddies would make fun of her. But I wouldn't know.
They wouldn't do it to your face.
No.
Behind your back as well.
Exactly.
That's Dear John, brought to you by Founders.